It is April 1st and latest news regarding West Asia conflict is that offices of big tech companies have suddenly received a warning call from Iran's military force IRGC. They said, leave your offices or face destruction. As we all know, on February 28th, the United States along with Israel launched a massive strike on Iran. What was their goal? Take out Iran's top leadership. And they even succeeded, big time. Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei was killed. Top military commanders, intelligence heads, multiple senior officials, all gone one after another. More than 13,000 total targets inside Iran has been struck jointly by US and Israeli forces. Over 250 high-level Iranian targets have been eliminated. Then Hezbollah has lost around 800 militants. How do you think all of this was possible? These weren't just random strikes. These were precision hits, almost surgical. And behind this precision was something much bigger. Technology, AI systems, satellite tracking, real-time surveillance. And that's exactly why now, Iran is angry at not just governments of the nearby countries, but companies. Companies like Meta, Google, Apple, Microsoft, Nvidia, Tesla, Boeing. Iran is basically saying, you helped them find our leaders, now you're part of the war. So what exactly did Iran announce? They said, starting April 1st, 8 PM Tehran time, which is around 10:30 PM in India, these companies become legitimate targets. Not just military bases anymore, now even corporate offices, data centers and tech hubs, everything is on the table. And it is not just a warning, Iran even told people living near these offices, move at least 1 kilometer away. Now think about that, this is not normal geopolitics anymore, this is war entering the corporate world. Now here's another layer, this did not come out of nowhere either. Earlier this month, drone attacks already hit cloud infrastructure, including data centers linked to Amazon Web Services in places like UAE and Bahrain. So this threat is not an empty threat. Meanwhile, back in the United States, Trump reacted in his usual style, almost dismissive. He said, what are they going to attack with? BB guns. Basically, Trump is saying Iran does not have much weapons left. But here's the real question, is this just talk? Or are we entering a new type of war where coders become targets, data centers become battlefields, and tech companies become soldiers? Because today it's the Middle East, tomorrow this model can be used anywhere. And that's the bigger picture you need to understand. This is not just US versus Iran anymore, this is AI plus warfare plus big tech plus geopolitics, all merging into one. And if this escalates, then the next war won't just be fought on borders, it will be fought through servers, satellites and algorithms. So the real question is, are we prepared for a world where even your phone is connected to a battlefield? Just a mere thought of it is scary. I hope you found this video informative, I'll keep you updated, thanks for watching and I'll see you in the next one.